Greetings. Each of us have been given a measure of life to be life in our world for the sake of those in our world and for the sake of those who will follow after we are gone. We are people of inheritance in Christ, and we are to increase in that inheritance in our world. We are meant to be seed and bread in the seasons of our lives. Something has been sown into us to become bread of life to our world. Something of the seed of our lives is meant to be seed for the life-giving bread of our children and our children's children. I'm not just talking about our natural children. I'm talking about the lives that we touch on our journey of life. Yesterday in church, I felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to embrace a simple connection of life with God as my Father in a fresh and powerful way. A sense that God is calling us to the simplicity of connection, a simplicity of connection with Him. I saw a picture of a ball of string. I would call it a ball of string because it's all balled up. It was all tied up into knots. But it's not intended to be a ball of string at all. It's intended to be a greater space, a longer line, and a greater freedom in our lives. I hear God saying, there are some things in your life that seem to be tangled knots. It seems like a ball of string. But if you look closely, you will see that it's not a ball at all. It's a tangled mess. But if you pull on it just right, it will all come loose. But I'm the one that knows where to pull. I've not intended for you to have a lot of knots in your life. I'm returning you to the simplicity of connection to me, because I know where to pull, and the end result is I'm giving you greater freedom. I'm giving you a longer line. It's been said by some, I want no strings attached. But what if the string that is attached is a silver cord of redemptive purpose in your life? What if I'm giving you a greater line, a greater liberty, and a greater leeway that's never disconnected from me? What if there's a cord attached, but that cord is a cord of life attached to me for my purpose in your life? And if you'll just let me be me and you be you and return to the simplicity of connection with me, I'll give you greater liberty. I will pull the string where it needs to be pulled, and it won't be a tangled mess anymore. We must never forget who God is in our lives and who we are in the eternal life of God. God is not merely some omnipotent power working from some distance at significant moments in our lives. God is a loving Father. More specifically, He's the Father of each and every one of us, and He wants us to know Him in the place of intimacy in life. It is a place of being known and knowing Him. He knows our name, and we each have a special place at the table in our connection to Him in life and as a testimony of His life to our world. We are not people on some journey of success or failure in life. We are sons and daughters of God, and the measure of our life is another measure in His eternal story of love and life for all mankind. I believe that we have to get back to the simple truths of life. God loves us, and His love inspires Him to work everything out for good in our lives. We are not limited in the possibilities of God's miraculous love. We are constantly coming to a greater understanding of how miraculous it is to be sons and daughters of God and to know Him as our Heavenly Father in every earthly situation of our lives. God wants to give us more. God wants to bless us generationally. He wants to make us blessers. He wants to make us givers of life to others and to our world. Our Father wants for each of us to know what it is to have the same character, nature, way, power, and authority that is found in the substance of who He is. It is the simplicity of being in relationship with the One who is life in all things. His working in our lives is removing the lies that have prevented us from seeing the light of who He is and who we really are in Christ. Isaiah 30:22, you will also defile the covering of your images of silver and the ornament of your molded images of gold. You will throw them away as an unclean thing. You will say to them, get away. With what silver do we find our covering, our salvation? What treasures give us our salvation? With what gold do we find our identity? What treasure gives us our identity? What values do we wear for others to see? God wants us to wear the value of being sons and daughters of God. Jesus, as the Son of God, was the bread of life sent down from heaven for the life of the world. His life was seed and bread for the nations and the generations of men. God is sending us into our world as the Father sent Jesus into the world. Jesus gave His life to those the Father had given Him for the sake of all the world finding a connection to their Father through a revelation of seed and bread as the family of God. Isaiah 30:23-24. Then He will give you rain for your seed, with which you shall sow the ground, and bread of the increase of the earth. It will be fat and plentiful. In that day your cattle will feed in large pastures. Likewise the oxen and the young donkeys that work the ground will eat cured fodder. which has been winnowed with the shovel and fan. Things will work for us. Purpose will serve us. The silver cord is lengthened for us, being seed and bread to our world, that many may know who God really is and who they really are in this world. Keep it simple. It is life. It is being loved and being loved for others in our world. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.